Have salt in yourself and be at peace with one another. Hard words to hear for so many of us these past weeks, specifically this past week, as we have sat with words, emotions, tears, and we have watched, heard, and talked about as we listened to Dr. Ford and so many who have come forth with their pain, their stories. Yet within those words, the darkness, the stories, there is courage and healing. They are modern day path clearers, stumbling block removers. Don't stop them, Jesus says. The world desperately needs good works. Don't stop them. Jesus understands the complexity of faith and the political realities of his time. I think of Dr. Ford in these moments and all of those who have shared their stories, hoping within her heart, within their hearts, that their words never end, that their courageousness never concludes. And our gospel lesson for today is a reading that I am sure is never on anyone's favorite list of scripture readings. Jesus' words about millstones around the neck, plucking out an eye, and other forms of self-mutilization is not the summary of the gospel we would share with someone who is expressing their interest in Christianity or visiting a church for the first time. Commenting on Mark 9, Barbara Brown Taylor, one of my favorite preachers, makes this comment. The one thing about this text is that it defines the limits of biblical literalism. Walk into the most Bible-believing church and you can find where the women do not wear trousers or speak in the church, where the men do not swear oaths or mow the lawns on Sundays. Go into a place as strict as that, and I bet you won't find anyone with eye patches or rap stumps. Because even the most literal Christians balk at this passage. Jesus does, however, want us to think carefully about what it costs to become path clearers, stumbling block removers, people of God who help each other succeed. Because let's be honest, sometimes the process of removing a stumbling block from the path of faith can feel like surgery without anesthesia. Saying goodbye to a harmful relationship, sharing our personal stories of hurt and pain, breaking an addiction, forgiving a family member, making a significant lifestyle change can be fearful. Like losing an arm or a leg or an eye. Jesus seems to know what he's talking about. I think our gospel is a hefty call for us. Remember, the disciples wanted a restraining order against these folks, but Jesus demonstrates self-control. Self-control towards the stranger who is not with us, is for us. Some 13 years ago, I took in a teenager that I did not know. She was a complete stranger to me. 17 years old, her father threw her out on the streets because she was gay. For me, being a parent figure was not what I thought was in the cards on my journey. And somehow, someone else had a bigger plan for me. Many people in my life, close friends I trusted, even one of my own parents, were saying, "This was just some kid. You don't know her. How are you going to allow this stranger to live in your home? What is she capable of doing? You're making a mistake." Our gospel is a powerful lesson and a call for tolerance and reservation of judgment. People in my life made a judgment that I was making a mistake. But in my heart, in my mind, it didn't feel like that. Did I know if she was going to injure me, rob me, destroy my home? No, I did not. But what I did know was that removing stumbling blocks for young people was part of my journey. That I had the choice to welcome this young person on a new journey for her, or hold barriers that separated us. And at the end of the day, there is no stranger, no us and them. And again, Jesus is clear that as members of the church, we need to see our roles as the host of this great dinner party. Bouncers are not allowed, no guest list, no dress code, no requirements. But rather, Jesus wants us to be welcoming. And he does have harsh words for those who limit and who have barriers. So how does this translate for us on our living days, our personal and even professional journeys? How do we know when God is calling on us to be welcoming, setting no barriers for others, even removing the obstacle for one another? Unilu has a deep history of doing just such. 35 years ago, this community stood up for the call, standing by with one another as a community, deciding to welcome the strangers. Opening doors with no requirements, welcoming anyone experiencing hunger and/or homelessness. We did not check IDs. We did not ask for a backstory. We simply opened the doors. The work is and was hard and continues to this day as we bear witness to such inhumanity that homeless brings. And once again, recently, Unilu stood beside others, not just within our own community, a community of churches, temples, student groups, even people who did not attend church who felt the need to help and be present. As a sanctuary church, we sit with some of the pain of the harsh realities of what is going on around us. We look into each other's eyes, we bear witness to the tears, and we hear the words. We are not alone in this work. Just like we are not alone in our darkness, or our pain, or our healing. Meanwhile, Jesus is telling his disciples to cool down. Really, leave folks alone. They're doing good, whether it's in my name or not. He understands there are people who do feel called to do the right thing, speaking hard words, even if someone is not watching and no tabs are being tallied. Recently, doing the right thing came via a yellow bus for some of our littlest friends. When the hurricane arrived in the Carolinas recently, the houses were boarded up, folks fleeing, leaving neighborhoods abandoned, and the rains and the winds approached, bringing dangers that only the mind could not comprehend. With the waters raised and the streets dark, a stranger arrives in a yellow bus. A single man, paying for the gas and the bus by himself, arrives to collect and save the scared, abandoned dogs, cats, and pets left behind. No one employed this man. No one employed him to do such work. He needed no authorization and was not a threat to Jesus or his word. There was no recognition. No one even knew he was doing this, removing hurdles for so many little lives. Dear friends, in our baptisms, we are called to begin a sacred journey. We are not expected to earn our spot through mighty deeds, courageous acts, or accomplishments. Sometimes we simply must shine a light on the pain within our hearts, share the words, and press on in faith and confidence, not knowing everything, but knowing God is leading us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.